It is happening in downtown Burlington. Amy Moyner, the executive director of Downtown Partners, Inc., joining me. We've been talking about all the things that are going on. She just showed me her phone and I said, these are all just going on in this next week in downtown Burlington. As, yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, the number of live performances, live music in places, the number of things that are, I know, obviously the auditorium does things. They've got, you know, they have their events there. Dad, great show with Cocktail Hour. Cocktail. That's kind of a, we were talking about it, the fact that, you know, because we are sort of the center, there's no big cities around us. So we become the hub, and that's a big difference. Anyway, Downtown Partners, Inc., you've got a call out for vendors for the farmer's market.
We do. So first of all, you stole my thunder with the line. It's happening in downtown Burlington.
Okay. I had to say that. Well, when you were going to announce it, I used the word happening, I think, three times, didn't I?
Yes. Anyway. I think it was seven times that morning.
Okay. All
yes.
Right.
So lots of things happening in downtown. Farmers Market is coming up May 4th through September 28th. We are doing a final call, last call for vendors. We have about 40 vendors this season right now signed up, but we can still take on some more. I'd love to see three full blocks of vendors.
Wow. So can you tell me what the most you've ever had?
Hey, we are called Jefferson Street Farmers Market, and there's like nine blocks of Jefferson Street
Wow.
we can take on. So, we can take on.
Okay. And I guess, and I think what the construction out there, that's, they've been underway. Now they've had they've had a perfect week to work on it outside.
Yes, absolutely beautiful, and they've been taking advantage of it. So we are seeing Tiger Project right now, Streetscape Project, on the 700 and 400 blocks of Jefferson. They will move. They'll finish 700 block hopefully here soon and move down to the 300, 400 block. My big call is, please support our small businesses. We have a lot of small businesses downtown. Some are new startups. Some are, been down there 50 years, Weird Heralds. So we want to support those small businesses during this time. Parking should not be a problem. We have parking less than a half a block away. So you might have to walk on some gravel, but you can make it to all of our businesses downtown.
You know, it's interesting. People talk, oh, I go downtown, but I don't find a place to park. Well, okay. Now, if you go out to one of the box stores and see how far you have to walk, I think it's all relative to what is the amount of distance you walk. Just to you might have to, if you park a block away, you're still closer than you would be in a big massive parking lot,
exactly, right? Exactly. And remember to carpool. You can carpool downtown. Bring your friends. But no, there's so many things happening. So when you're downtown, as you're walking, it is spring. It is time to bring the bistro tables back out.
Yes.
So lots of people on the patios. So it's just fun to walk about and see all the people.
It's going to be interesting to see how much, because the wider sidewalks is going to mean much better outdoor dining possibilities.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see how many businesses or how many take advantage of it, because that's really what they've got enough room to, they could put it's like another wing of the restaurant, isn't it?
Yes, that's part of this plan, and we are encouraging people to utilize those spaces. So there's going to be some encroachment policies that are changing with the
sure.
city to encourage them to utilize those spaces as well. We're helping with that with Downtown Partners. You're going to see more products out on the streets to entice you to come inside, more bistro
sidewalks,
tables.
Sidewalk sales will be very easy to do.
Yeah.
Farmers Market, again, that starts that's first week of May,
right? Yeah, May 4th is going to be our opening night. It'll be a little chaotic that night as we're getting everybody in place.
Star Wars Day.
Yeah, May the 4th be with you. So we might have to do something with that. We start the season May 4th. As we were talking earlier, we won't really see a lot of the produce happen until June, but we do have some greenhouses. They'll have tomatoes, the lettuce, herbs. So lots of goodies still.
Meat vendors.
We have our meat vendors. We have our
craft. We've got craft.
Got
people
lots of
too.
Crafts. We have dairy as well. So you can come and get your eggs, milk, meat, all at the farmer's market.
Again, the farmer's market. Now, live entertainment also.
Yes, every week we will have live entertainment. We have a couple of our local artists that will be there. Jared Rugley, Diane DeJanes, and Ruby Orr. So Ruby is, I think she's 16 now. So young performer, very great, very wonderful voice. So.
And things will change. Will sort of the kind of what you have and what you will have are going to be changing through the whole summer, right?
Yeah. So you know, our peak season, our peak months are August, July, and August. But we have
sweet corn season.
That's right. But we have a lot of fun things happening. So free horse and trolley rides every month, once a month. The live entertainment every week.
Do you have wine tasting scheduled?
We do. Yes, we do. Arden Creek will be out. They signed up and will be out there doing the wine as well. And of course, all of our small businesses downtown will be open. And so it's not only just our vendors, but you can
right.
walk into all of those small businesses. Concordia Wine and Cigar Shop will have wine as well. So, yes, you can have a lot of fun downtown and stop in and just spend the whole evening, eat and drink. Of course, we'll have our food vendors, but there's 20-plus eateries
right.
and drinkeries downtown that you can stop in and cool off.
Of and lots and lots of specialty stores, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's a thing.
Unique.
You told me you had a quilt store
yeah.
opening up. But, you know, there's something, what I know you've got, there's going to be a brew pub and a grocery store that will
yep.
be together. And a brew pub, grocery store, restaurant all opening up, isn't it? All in
yes.
one same area,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's a 700 block of Jefferson. So a great project that is being put in there. You know, lots of investments happening in downtown. And we're just so excited to have this. These people see the value of being in downtown Burlington.
If they want to be a vendor, what do they do?
I've got Facebook, so Jefferson Street Farmers Market. We've got the application there, greaterburlington.com, applications on there. Otherwise, they can stop by the partnership office as well and grab an application.
Do you have a limit on how many people you'll take?
No.
Okay.
We got all of Jefferson
Street.
We got
nine blocks, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Some of it will be under construction. We are looking at the
You'd
five.
You'd like to keep it under 100, though, right?
Well, a very vintage market. We take 120 vendors, so that's coming up in July. But 500, 600, 700 block of Jefferson is what we have blocked off right now. But if we have more, we can kind of change that in our permit. And
all right.
The city to
all right. Well, sign up. Farmers Markets, again, starting May the 4th.
May 4th.
And, again, Star Wars Day. I'll bet you do something with
we'll
that.
We'll do something.
You'll do something with that anyway. And we'll, again, have a great next few weeks. Oh, I know what you were going to talk about. The full lighting of the Great River Bridge.
Yeah, so I think everyone grabbed a snapshot of the bridge lighting on Monday. That we were testing the lights on Monday. So some beautiful shots I saw in the community. But the official lighting, we are looking at May 22nd.
This will make a tremendous difference. It's on one side, but when
yeah.
you have both sides,
oh, it's gorgeous.
You're going to be able to see that, especially on the Illinois side
yes.
as you're coming in. You'll see it for 10, 15 miles away.
So. Yeah, I always say it's my beacon saying I'm home when I'm coming back from Chicago. So.
All right. Amy Moiter, have a great day. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.